Well, here we are at the end of another week, beloved. It's Friday morning, and this morning we will be reading from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 30. Today we begin reading the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians, which he wrote while in prison. Paul had established the church in Philippi, located in the Roman province of Macedonia, and it was the first church he had established on European soil. The letter is marked by its emphasis on joy, confidence, unity, and perseverance in the Christian faith and life. It also reveals the deep affection Paul had for the church in Philippi, and he begins with a greeting, traditionally used in formal Greek letter writing, followed by a prayer of thanksgiving, and then proceeds to share the good news about Christ. Again, this week's saving word is and has been encouragement. So let's begin reading Philippians chapter 1. From Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's people in Philippi who are in union with Christ Jesus, including the church leaders and helpers, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. I thank my God for you every time I think of you, and every time I pray for you all, I pray with joy because of the way in which you have helped me in the work of the gospel from the very first day until now. And so I am sure that God, who began this good work in you, will carry it on until it is finished on the day of Christ Jesus. You are always in my heart. And so it is only right for me to feel as I do about you, for you have all shared with me in this privilege that God has given me, both now that I'm in prison and also while I was free to defend the gospel and establish it firmly. God is my witness that I tell the truth when I say that my deep feeling for you all comes from the heart of Christ Jesus himself. I pray that your love will keep on growing more and more together with true knowledge and perfect judgment, so that you will be able to choose what is best. Then you will be free from all impurity and blame on the day of Christ. Your lives will be filled with truly good qualities, which are only found in Christ Jesus for the glory and praise of God. I want you to know, my friends, that the things that have happened to me have really helped the progress of the gospel. As a result, the whole palace guard and all the others here know that I am in prison because I am a servant of Christ. And my being in prison has given most of the believers more confidence in the Lord, so that they grow bolder all the time to preaching the message fearlessly. And of course, some of them preach Christ because they are jealous and quarrelsome, but others from genuine goodwill. These do so from love, because they know that God has given me the work of defending the gospel. The others do not proclaim Christ sincerely, but from a spirit of selfish ambition. And they think that they will make more trouble for me while I am in prison. It doesn't matter. I'm happy about it, just so Christ is preached in every way possible, whether from wrong or right motives. And I will see, and I will continue to be happy, because I know by what means your prayers and the help which comes from the Spirit of Jesus Christ, I shall be set free. My deep desire and hope is that I will never fail in my duty, but that at all times, and especially right now, I shall be full of courage, so that my whole being shall bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. For what is life? To me it is Christ. Death then will bring more. But if by continuing to live, I can do more worthwhile work, while I am not sure which I should choose. I am pulled in two directions. I want very much to leave this life and to be with Christ, which is a far better thing. But for your sake, it is much more important that I remain alive. I am sure of this, and so I know that I will stay. I will stay on with you all to add to your progress and joy in the faith, so that when I am with you again, you will have even more reason to be proud of me in your life in union with Christ Jesus. Now, the important thing is that your way of life should be as the gospel of Christ requires, so that whether or not I am able to go and see you, I will hear that you are standing firm with one common purpose, and that the only one desire you are fighting together for the faith of the gospel. Don't be afraid of your enemies. Always be courageous, and this will prove to them that they will lose and that you will win, because it is God who gives the victory. For you have been given the privilege of serving Christ, not only by believing in Him, but also by suffering for Him. Now you can take part with me in the battle. It is the same battle you saw me fighting in the past, and as you hear, the one I am fighting still. Today's key verse is Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. Your lives will be filled with the only good qualities which only Christ Jesus can produce for the glory and praise of God. It's interesting to see what Paul's heart is. He longs truly to just die and go home and be with Jesus. That would be so much better for him. But he recognizes that it's best for the church that he stay and that he continues to live and encourage them so that the church can grow in faith. What are your priorities? What do you long to do? And as long as you're on this earth, how are you encouraging others to live for the faith? Let us pray. Lord God, help me to keep on growing more and more in true knowledge and perfect judgment, so that I will be able to choose what is best and be free from all impurity and blame on the day of Christ. Amen. Well, that brings our week to an end, beloved. Join us on Monday morning next, as we'll be in Philippians chapter 2, where the Apostle Paul describes Christ as the example of true humility. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning, either in person at the chapel or on the call by Zoom or on Facebook. But God bless you, and we will be together again. God bless.